Hey, good morning, 5 a.m. Master Scrum. It is late. It's 8:58 a.m. A lot of things going on, a lot of things working on today, this morning. And sorry about that. Anyway, got a lot of stuff done. Up at 5, walked the dogs, got exercise in, updated my goal book, had a couple conference calls already. Plan my day, look at the week, set up some newer coaching events. It's been pretty busy. But anyway, that's just me. Anyway, this is our 634th episode of the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And today I want to talk about self-correcting teams. Went on a walk the other day and I'll describe what happened, what I saw and why. Everybody talks self-organizing, but I want to take it to the next level, past self-organizing to a point of self-correcting. And I want to throw that idea out there to you on this Tuesday, the day after a holiday. God, no one was online yesterday. Everybody took the day off. Maybe I did too good a job teaching about taking time for yourself. Anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way. So you bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours to get that value to the customer. Get home to family and friends, enjoy time with them, and have fun in work and at home. So, again, this is our 634th episode, and it's a little later than normal. And a lot of things going on. It's amazing how fast time flies when you're trying to get stuff done in the early morning. And it's like, if I don't get up, I'm never going to get anything done. So, self-correcting. First, I was going to call it self-organizing. I said, you know what? It's not self-organizing. It's self-correcting. And what brought this up? And today I'm going to go for exercise at some point in time. I had to go walk up and I had to take a picture of what I saw. What I saw, and my wife, who thinks about this? And I started to myself, if the group was self-correcting, this may not have happened. And I say may because you never know, right? So we're walking down the street. They just put in these new sidewalks. And I am going to take a picture of this and put this up Anyway, I'm going to post it. And they put this brand new curb in and everything. And they didn't put the handicap section in it. So for a bike trail, because they have a bike trail going across. They went across the street, brand new stuff. They put the walking section across the main road, but they didn't put the bike path nor the handicap access across the path, across the road. And you would think if this was a self-correcting team, someone would have said, wait a minute, let's not finish this curb because we've done 50 million of these curbs. And they all have the crosswalk, the handicap access, the roll-in, roll-out for bikes now. But this one doesn't. Someone should have questioned it and said, wait a minute, timeout. Let's not finish this because this can't be right. And they just went on with whatever they were told in the drawings and didn't question it. Now, a self-correcting team should have said this is not right and we're going to do it the right way, whether you send a signal up to get permission, but a real self-organized, self-correcting team could have made that call on the spot because they've done 50 million of them, right? So what does that have to do with Scrum and Agile? Let's think of it this way. Now that organization is going to have to spend money to go back and fix it, right? They're going to have to tear it all up again, cut it all, pull all the stuff. It's really a nice job. They really did a good job on the concrete. Pull it all up, do it all over again. But a self-correcting team would have prevented that from happening and all that expenditure of future dollars. So how does that work in an IT team? So a self-correcting team, which is not a self-organizing team, it's self-organizing at the next level, would have said, oh, I got this requirement from my product owner, business, whoever. And they said, you know, you said get this data from here, but that's not really the right place to get it. We really should be getting the data from here, and we should make connection here because so many times I see product owners, BAs, go too deep in how to solve the problem. It's not what they want. They try to get into how. They should never get into how. And the how prevents teams from becoming self-correcting. And you got to get away from the how. And the team needs to be able to look at and feel freedom and the safety and the trust to say, we'll have a better way of coming up with a solution. This will be a better spot for the data, and proposing that to the product owners. Right now, we create a system where if it's not built exactly to what the product owner says and what they say, you get gigged against you. You get a bug, right? You get a a failure, right? Testing says, well, this is what the product owner said, and we tested to this, and you didn't do that, even though your idea is better than what we originally thought and probably makes more sense. We're still going to write a bug because what you created doesn't match what the product owner said. So this is where the self-correcting team would have worked better. The self-correcting would have read the requirements on the first day or during refinement if they really dug into them and said, you know, this is a better way of doing it, and we suggest we do this. And came up on that first day of planning a better solution or more appropriate system. Or they might question, why would you put that all out on the screen? Why wouldn't you put that up here on the screen? Something like that to save money in the future. And if you did do the change and no one told anybody, you would just get digged and you had to redo it all over again, even though your idea was better. So a self-correcting team is one level above a self-organizing team. Self-organizing, they all meet, they discuss, they have their sessions, they hopefully solve stuff together, you know. But a self-correcting team is where a team says, hey, this is not right, and we shouldn't be doing this because we're going to, even though you're telling us, we can just become a robot. Well, we'll just do whatever you tell me and I won't think about it because I have no brain. But you do have a brain. Everyone who does this work is so darn smart. Anybody who can code is super brilliant. I'm sorry. You're smart. You're smart enough to figure out that that doesn't make sense. Problem is you don't feel like you can be a self-correcting team and correct the problem. You think because you've been dwelled in your head that we just do what everybody tells us and that's it. That's not what Scrum is. That is not what Agile is. Agile is more of a self-correcting team where you correct what you see and put feedback and say, we really should do it this way and we don't want to do it that way. And you got to speak up. That's how you get a really full force team, high performing team. It's when you get to the self-correcting level. So what I want to share with today, I'm going to take a picture of that and I'm going to post it on, because we have access to it. And what am I going to post it on? Instagram. That's it. I couldn't think of the name. Instagram. Not in the mindset of the social media thing today. Anyway, hope you're having fun. Enjoy your week. It's a day back from the holidays. And we'll be back tomorrow. Take care. Have a good day and happy scrumming. Oh, don't forget, give us a thumbs up if you like your show and ring the bell. Let us know. And take care. Bye. And see you tomorrow.